Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Have you ever realized that something you have done for a good percentage of your life, you've been doing all wrong? And I'm not talking about my golf game, although that fits too. But what I am talking about is the way I pray. Because I think I have a tendency to pray like most people do. Of course, we'll do that intercessory prayer for friends and family we know who are sick or suffering. We always lift them up to God. A good thing. But then, I think we can have a tendency to pray for things we need particular help with. From back in grade school and asking God to help us pass a test we're ill-prepared for, to moments of fear that we run across, to moments of ill health, and even on occasionally for me, asking God to keep certain people away from me because they drive me nuts. I will admit that I have done that. And I've been doing it wrong. And Solomon gives a pretty good example of how to do it right. Because Solomon doesn't pray for tough things to be taken away from him. Solomon doesn't pray for healing even for himself. Instead, he prays for understanding, for wisdom. And God recognizes the selflessness of that prayer and grants what he asks for. And the thing is, understanding makes everything bearable. When we understand why certain things happen, we can begin to look past all the judgment we carry in our minds and simply allow them to unfold and respond to them in healthy, in fact, I would argue, godlike ways. We can respond with compassion and with gentleness. So I think I'm going to make that shift to simply ask for understanding, particularly in those moments that I struggle with the most. Now, I've been called a lot of names, some of them by you, by the way, but I've never been called wise. And I don't expect that to ever happen. But at least for myself and in the eyes of God, I hope God will one day see me as wise. Not with a desire to be proven right in any particular argument,
but with a wisdom that allows me to understand and see just a little bit more how God sees.